everybody, to the Hardcast. We started with LobsterCon, and now we are ending with LobsterCon. We had a great run, but this is it, folks. The final episode of Hardcast.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
Dude, you're like 2 weeks off of April Fool's.
Nah, it's over, man.
Oh, all right. Well,
just kidding.
Good
rings. Wow.
Maybe next year, by the time they were all sick of working with each other and hanging out and
so
all that bullshit.
Year.
Next year, try next month.
Yeah, that was that was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Already sick of you guys.
Well, honestly, we can't stop now because our analytics team has done a deep dive. They went deep into the data, and I am pleased to announce that Hardcast is the 20th most popular games podcast in Uruguay.
Let's go!
Out of how many?
Probably 20.
I don't know.
Oh, we don't know. We just know that we're 20.
It was the one country that we charted on like my little analytics tool. I was like, wait, we charted in Uruguay.
What do they speak in Uruguay?
Spanish.
Spanish?
Mm-hmm. In whatever local like dialects.
All right,
but
so
the national language is Spanish.
From now on, we're podcasting in Spanish.
Sí.
Sí.
And also, we can't stop because we are running too goddamn hot on Hardcast. Since October, we have put out an episode or more every bi-week. And so my question to you guys is, you know, as one of the people that has emceed the most episodes, what is the secret to my success? How am I doing it?
All right, well, wait, hold on. I want to counter your question with a question real quick. I'll throw this back at you. Is bi-weekly twice a week or once every other week? Because, like, that's...
Semi-weekly is portions of week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So bi-weekly is once every other week?
Yeah. Yep.
Semi-weekly is twice a week. Okay,
yep.
Okay.
Jay, you would know if you had listened to a single episode of Hardcast.
Yeah. Damn. Called out.
I just, how far are we into this episode?
This is the LobsterCon hype episode.
We're
I'm Billy
there.
Mills Curran. To my left is...
Nick Mayo.
To his left is...
Jay McCowell. What's going on?
The host is...
Obviously, Brad Stone.
And our audio engineer is...
I'm here too.
Ben. Next chapter, Brad.
All right.
Wow!
Wow.
Who's the host?
Seriously. Usurped by Billy Mills Curran.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I still want to know what the secret to my success is, but we'll get to that later.
I am impressed at how consistent you guys have been.
Yeah, we've been grinding.
Yeah.
Straight grinding. And we're not going to stop, despite the fact that tonight we are missing homemade empanadas at Patrick Sweet's house. We have graciously eaten pizza, treated our bodies like shit, in order to make this episode happen for all of our wonderful listeners out there.
These are the sacrifices we make.
Yep.
No empanadas.
For the dozens of people that listen to us. So, yeah, tonight we are talking about LobsterCon hype and just getting deep into this. You guys excited for this one?
I'm wicked excited for this one.
I'm proud.
Proud?
I'm more proud than excited, but I am excited.
Okay.
Mm.
I think that a lot of us have been feeling some sort of little bit of a malaise from the amount of planning and working that we've been doing, but... I personally am getting excited because I know that all of it's going to be worth it. The weekend's going to be fucking killer. Once we are in the heat of it, it's going to be, you know, best time.
I can't wait.
I'm super excited.
And it's weird that we're going into this only after, what, less than 6 months or something?
I think we had the conversation. When did I meet up with DFB and Jared? Was that October last year?
I think it was around then, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
so,
we kind of got the short end of the stick, in my opinion, but it is what it is. It had to be done.
Well,
I mean, somebody was going to.
Yeah,
for sure. So tonight, LobsterCon hype. We're going to be covering some of the topics, such as a day-by-day rundown of events. We'll be making predictions about the main event and the side event. We're going to be talking about artists and some of the cards that we're most stoked to get signed. We'll have a little bit of stream talk where we all look at Jay and make him burn some time.
Yeah.
We'll have a grand reveal of all the shit you can expect as door prizes, plus the top 16 prizing. A rundown on how to have fun at LC when you're losing. And lastly, we'll be following it up with props and slops, because we did props and slops on the year in review. And when we have this many folks in the room, it would just be improper to not do such a fun little segment as that.
Props to that.
Yeah. So, part one, day-by-day rundown of events. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all ready? All right.
So, Wednesday, we have the claw sharpening at Moogie's in Alston. Some of us have been to this. Some of us have not. I would say that this is the real who's who of local killers and the celebrities that are willing to make the haul out a day early. We got chill vibes, great sandwiches, beer, and just a great all-around time in a cozy little joint.
Yeah, what's the format?
We're going to do pre-modern, and it'll probably be old school, too.
Any AAA?
AAA if you got it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be if you bring AAA, I'm sure someone there will have AAA.
Everybody bring AAA to Lobster.
It's super. Moogie's is like just show up and play. There's food, there's drinks. It's really good. It's really chill. Like
the sandwiches are huge, right?
Sandwiches are huge. The salads are great too. Remember that salad we had?
Yeah,
that
was really good. We did a little split 50-50 sandwich and salad.
They're notorious for their tater tots,
yes,
which are also banging.
Small portion, though. Might have to double up next year.
Might have to double up next year, but or on Wednesday. But, yeah, it's just going to be show up. It's not going to be, like, an actual event, but this is a really good time to, like, come chill, hang out with your friends, just talk, shoot the shit, get some drinks, you know.
Right. Put some faces to some Discord names. The beer was fine. I enjoyed that. And it's just cool. That's going to be out in Alston / Brighton.
Yep.
There is a Facebook sort of group invite or something. I don't know. DFB made me a like administrator of the event, and I was like, I don't know what this means.
I don't even think I'm on that event, but yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, you weren't invited.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm not gonna be there.
Ben, you making it?
What, on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Nah.
Not sharpening them claws.
Oh, they're sharp.
Jay,
I'll be there to schmooze and socialize, but
you're gonna sit on your laptop and code the whole time?
No, I'll you know have half a beer.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big timer.
All right. Moving on. Thursday, Pandemonium Games will be hosting. Well, so actually, it's the Redline Tree Folk at Pandemonium Games in Cambridge.
Yep.
And that is going to be the first annual unofficial, official pre LobsterCon, pre modern, pre cursor. I believe that the event is already live. You can sign up online.
Yep.
If you are going to be in town on Thursday, this is going to be the most official way to get your jams in, and especially if you're looking to kill some time, do whatever. Billy, you have your hand raised.
Thank you. So Boston City proper, this event is at Pandemonium Games.
Yes.
I played there before. It's a great store. They have a killer popper scene. Boston City proper does not have a home PM store. And although this is Cambridge, it's just across the river. So if you are a Bostonian or want to support Boston pre-modern, like they're all hoofing it out there to Acton sometimes when they want to play. So go to this event, support the home scene. Boston needs a neutral game store so that they can host randos and like do vibe checks and all that stuff. So play PM.
Yeah.
At this event, please.
Couldn't have said it better.
And if you win, you get a guru swamp.
Whoa, seriously?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's actually insane.
Yeah. No cap.
Those are old border too, right?
That's first.
They're
place.
Hard to fucking get, is
yeah,
what they
yeah,
are.
Yeah. So that's some pretty sick prizing at a cool store, not too far from the venue either. I don't know if it's walking distance from the venue, but it's generally the same area.
Right.
It's like a 20-minute walk.
Yeah,
it's in Harvard Square.
Yeah.
There's a bus that goes there. There has to be a train that goes between Kendall Square and Harvard Square, right?
100%.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Or you could hop on the red line.
Ooh. Red line tree
folk. There we go.
And moving on. It's easy to get to.
Yeah.
And it's easy to booze at. Harvard Square is sick. No, this is in Central Square.
Square.
Yes, I used to live in Central Square because I used to play there. Yes, yeah. Central Square. Sorry, not Harvard Square.
It's all good.
Still easy to booze at?
I think it's a little harder to booze at, but still boozable.
It's pretty.
All right, bring your flask.
The Middle East is no, the Middle East is right around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the mule, the donkey, whatever it is. Moving on.
Yeah, there's no shortage of places to eat and drink. Yeah, what'd you call Jay?
An ass.
And aside from that, I mean, there's definitely just going to be a bunch of shit going down at the various Airbnbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're around and you know people on Discord or you're just posting in tournament chat, which I'm sure is going to be lit the entire weekend, like, just throw it out there that you're in town and you're looking for some jams. I'm sure there's going to be no shortage of cubes and drafting and, like, just all sorts of shit going down all over the place. There will be magic everywhere. And if you're looking to get involved, don't be shy. Just reach out and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there is a thread in the Discord, too, under tournament chat on the pre-modern Discord for LobsterCon planning and meetups. So if you are looking for anyone to meet up with, hang out with, like, see if you need to share an Uber, whatever, definitely jump in there and post about it.
I don't know. What are our plans on Thursday? Are we just straight winging it the whole time?
Well, my plans are to go set up at the Dante.
Right, in the morning.
Yeah, some of us are working.
Bro. Oh, yeah, really? Brad, yeah. Some of us are doing, happen. Yeah, so... We're going to set up the tables and chairs, set up the stream, and then the asterisk is if the stream goes super, the setup goes super smooth and testing goes great, then I'm going to try and be at Pandemonium.
Oh, hell yeah, okay.
But good. If it doesn't go smooth, then I'm going to be at the Dante troubleshooting all day. So so hopefully it goes well.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
Why is everybody looking at
yeah,
me?
Jay, yeah, I'm just looking at Jay right now.
Yeah. Cool. Well... That covers Thursday, essentially, if you're in town, do all of that shit we just said. Friday is the day that the doors to the Dante open, a.k.a. Mecca. Mm-hmm. So Friday is the day one, quote-unquote, side event, which is actually just one of the biggest pre-modern tournaments that's ever been thrown. So,
until that day, until the next day, it will be the fourth largest pre-modern tournament in North America.
Oh really?
So, yeah.
How many?
It's are bigger. It's bigger than LobsterCon 2023, but not bigger than LobsterCon 24.
How many? Do you have a count?
No.
I don't have an exact count off the top of my head, but it's like it's somewhere in the mid 200s.
What really? For the side event?
Yeah.
That rules. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. It's crazy.
I was envisioning last year where there were like 60.
No.
Not even.
Right.
Yeah. It's gonna be more like the Unchained event. Yeah. This will be, is like, I think, like 60-ish people.
Mm. Oh, wow. 60 signed up for Unchained?
That's sick. Well, we have 300-something people. Do the math.
Yeah, that's amazing. I thought that Unchained was like 14 or some shit, right. But hell yeah. All right. So, you know, major side event going on. Second major side event is going to be Unchained, where you are allowed to run up to 4 copies of a single card on the ban list. This is the one that I'm personally most excited for on that day. I will be running the stream, and my plan as of now is to try and do Unchained on camera day one.
That could be fun.
That could be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's everybody's bets for the busted card? I'm going to say Yawgmoth's Will.
I think it's sad, but I think Force of Will and Dreadnought just seems really, really good.
Jay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You can
I think
just run will. 4 foil, 4 force of will.
Yeah, just jam
yeah.
against you. Every matchup and just... Yeah.
Brad?
I'm going to give it to... I want to say land tax, but I'm going to give it to balance.
Balance is fucked.
Strip mine seems pretty good in Ponza. Yeah.
Right, Ponza, Terrageddon, and all that shit. Strip mine, yeah. 4 strip mine, 4 wasteland.
Waste locking on basics?
Yes.
Yeah,
go to hell.
Yeah,
it seems... I'm gonna play straight green white Terrageddon with 4 strip, 4 waste.
Dude, I'm saying.
Yeah. Ben, what's the broken card?
Oh, I think it's definitely Force of Will. Yeah.
All right.
Whether that is a Dreadnought list, I don't know, but I think first place is gonna be Force of Will deck.
All right.
Personally.
One thing to note is it's any one card on the ban list. You can have up to 4 copies. That does not include anti cards. Don't show up with anti cards.
Oh.
Those are not allowed. Temerian Fiends can. Get the fuck out of here.
No Shaharizard shenanigans.
Yeah, no anties.
Anyways, I'd like to see y'all Force of Will my strip mine. That's all I'm going to say.
Shit. Wait, Shaharizard is not an anti-card, though. Is it legal?
It's not in the format.
Oh, right.
I was just being a silly boy.
I was like, wait, what?
And then we also have the, I guess now that I'm learning that Unchained is 60, we have the ugly redheaded stepchild, which is pre-modern, no fetches plus shock lands, which has about 14 people signed up as of now.
This is a hype episode, Brad.
That's our third event. That's going to be, you know, like Brad just said, fetches are banned, shock lands are legal ideas. You get to play with some actual mana bases, play some enemy colors, some fun stuff like that.
So here's my question for this. Which enemy color pair will place highest? I'm going to say black green.
Mono red.
For color Slash pairs, gonna take it I was going to say black green.
Black green. And which enemy color pairs go place highest?
I think actually, I think dead guys could be a real strategy. Like black red. White. That's could actually be really good now.
Yeah.
Red. That's valid. Caves plus, what is it? God of the Shrine or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say blue green.
Okay, that's a solid answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody be ready to get popped.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a clever boy out there. He's going to pop you, or she is going to pop you. Don't get popped. Beware.
So pop clever. Is
very, very good in this format.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably should have banned it. That... Like, it should have been, like, fetch lands banned plus price of progress.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that might be too good, but we'll see.
It's whatever. So they silly. Lose Barbering. They lose Lava Man. They don't lose them, but they're much it is toned down. But pop is main deckable in this format, so watch out for it.
Yeah, just hard swap those out.
Yeah. All right, so that is Friday. Going to be a long one for the people playing in the quote unquote side event. Like what, 8-9 rounds or something like that with a cut to top 8.
Yeah, I suspect we'll be doing Swiss minus one on that one.
That actually sounds good for a side event.
For the side event.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because I guess that way we're not all
getting punished.
I'm sure people would rather have less rounds that day than the second day.
Right. Yeah. My heart goes out to all y'all that are playing in that shit. I would not want to do 8-9 rounds of pre-modern plus another 9 rounds the following day. That's crazy.
We could also just do like Swiss until you drop.
And then we'll just go through the full weekend.
Yeah, just Swiss until you're tired.
Oh, man. Yeah. I like my odds.
Yeah.
All the people that win can just, like, rip cards in half and split.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on. Saturday, the North American Pre-Modern Championship, crowning the king of pre-modern in the Northern Hemisphere.
Excuse you.
Or queen. Yas queen. This will be the biggest pre-modern tournament ever held. I don't know. There's not much to say about it. It's going to be insane.
It's going to be nuts.
It's going to be nuts.
Yeah, we're still over 300 for it right now.
Yeah, oversold.
Yeah, oversold. And that's with a lot of people have dropped too. So it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Most of us sitting in this room will not be playing. Yep. Looking at Nick, Jay, and Billy. Ben and I will be grinding it out.
You're playing.
I'm playing.
Oh, good.
Sweet. You're playing Saturday.
That's the plan.
Sweet.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, this is what everybody's coming for. This is for the lobster trophy. This is for the survival of the fittest that Brian Seldon needs to win so he can get one step closer to his playset. This is for it all. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty bummed I'm not going to be playing, but I'm excited to watch.
Yeah.
You know, and see how it all plays out.
Yep. You're going to be TOing. What are you doing that day, Billy?
I'm streaming.
Oh, you're on the stream. Okay.
Yeah. On stream.
Yeah. Yep. I'm one of the three core members of the streaming team. Might be, you know, not to leak anything, but there's, you know, you might see some unannounced guests.
Some nobility.
Some pre-modern nobility pop in.
Nice.
Here and again.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jay, what's your plans on Saturday? Jay sitting here losing his mind as he's literally coding while we're doing this episode.
Yeah. So I am going to be running and producing the whole stream. And hopefully, for anybody listening that is not going to be at LobsterCon, which is probably a slim majority, I would assume that most of y'all are going to be in the building with us. But if you're not, you're going to be able to tune in on the Duress Crew Twitch stream. And we will be having a grand old time.
Yeah, we can't go too much further on that yet because we need Jay to fill airtime later.
Oh, we have a whole chapter on it because you've been working your ass off.
Yeah. Exactly.
This stream is going to be tits. Exactly. It's going to be so sick.
And you're going to throw us all of your Bezos dollars and maybe some real ones. We're going to get rich. You're going to have a good time.
This is without question going to be the best pre-modern stream that has ever occurred.
Oh, 100%.
This is the Duress Crew difference. Feel the touch.
Ooh. Yeah. I just felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as far as the main event goes, we're going to see what we can do for round count. We might be the benefit about doing the main event on the second day is we don't have everyone registering, lines, all that stuff that day. Most people are going to be registered and set up, so we should be able to hopefully be able to do a full Swiss, hopefully not Swiss minus one. Yeah. We're going to see what we can do.
Yeah, I want a proper Swiss.
So. Yeah, well, we also do have a time. We have to be out of the venue and stuff.
For
and,
sure.
I don't want to be there till 3 in the morning if I can help it.
Well, speaking of that, should we say what time doors open on Friday and Saturday?
I think it's 10 both days is what we're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
So be on time, be ready, have your shit registered. We have a finite amount of time in this space, and we definitely want to get through this. We definitely want to crown our champion. So show up and be prepared. Moving on to Sunday.
I have one thing on events. Folks, if you're signed up for a side event, Friday is going to be your last day to settle on a side event, Friday, April 18th. Please don't ask me to swap you after that. I would rather not do that. We're trying to get you all into Spice Rack, which you should download onto your phone before the event, so that I can register you all for the event that you're playing in. So please do that by April 18th.
Which will be actually before this podcast comes out.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So if you didn't do that and you're listening to this, you fucked up.
Yeah, you messed up. You're locked into whatever you locked into.
Yep. And then Sunday. Sunday is breakfast and skedaddling.
Yep.
That's pretty much all that there is to that. Gonna go home and sleep for 48 hours straight, most likely.
Probably not play pre-modern for like a month.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So Sunday is when you feel the longing of the weekend that was one of the greatest times of your life in the rear view, going back to the real world. But the experience is going to be well worth it. So let's move on to some predictions. You guys down?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All right. General question to whoever's out there. So this is for Friday for the side event. The side event is generally supposed to be the spice day, right? So my question is, will the spice come out triumphant? Or are we just going to see Mono Blue Dreadnought win on Friday?
I think that the spice will actually be... what's different about this day is I think... So in years past, the old school tournament was like, oh, this is my... Like the old school side, old school main, they were separate formats.
Right.
So with PM, because it did main event day one, side event day two, people played spice day two. I think our present structure is going to be vulnerable to sweaties for people who want to sharpen their claws. So I think that this PM side event, day one, is going to be spikier than normal. And in years past, you had people playing more creative stuff. I think this will be not as homogenized on Tier 1 decks as years past, but I think it will be more homogenized in general. So I think that's what's going to happen in the side event. Yeah.
So you think the spice will not prevail?
I think the spice always prevails, and I think it will be spicier than many pre-modern tournaments. I think it will be less spicy than years past.
Okay.
Yeah.
What you got for us, Ben?
I agree. I think that's a good take that people are just going to want to get last-minute reps in for the real thing.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll be doing.
Personally. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now.
Oh, yeah. Not a spicy boy?
No, I've been locked in for like a month.
This man's grinding. The only deck
I want to play. Yeah.
Man's grinding.
Ben, I'm glad to see you locked in. Ben,
oh yeah, fine. Oh yeah, instead of putting together the 75 night before, like
yeah,
last
you
time.
Were wandering the forest for a while. Yeah. And I like your list, and then to like do well recently with it.
Yeah, that was validating as well. So yeah, anyway, sure, just speaking for myself though, I would love to see some spice. As would we all. So
I think it's gonna be pretty spicy.
Ooh, good.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be spicier than even normal. Because I think there's going to be a number of people who try bad ideas only to find out they're bad ideas.
That's fair.
That could be the decider for some people, right?
Because I'm saying they're like going to go, oh, what if I try this sideboard? And they go, oh, wait, or what if I try this trash. List? Or what if I try this? Oh, well, that didn't work out. Never mind, I'm not playing that day too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay, any predictions?
I definitely think that there's going to be some people, there's going to be a handful of people that don't want to play the same deck 2 days in a row.
and there. I think it largely falls into, like Billy said, that it depends on your mindset. Some people are going to go in with the, I need to get as many reps as possible on my deck because I want to make sure that I'm playing the main event at tip-top shape. And then there are the people that are like, I don't want to play the same deck that I'm going to play tomorrow, so I'm going to play something a little bit more fun. I think, in general, those, it's kind of one of those things where those people tend to have different goals in the format and tend to, you know, not really, I don't think that those people are going to necessarily consistently rise to the top. I think that we're going to be, it's going to be a decently meta top eight, but I think there might be one or two spicy decks in there.
What do you mean, those people?
You know what I mean.
Okay.
Casuals.
How about this? If it's mono blue dreadnought in the finals, we cut the stream.
We cut the event.
Yeah, just
yeah. No, Friday's no main over. Event. Yeah.
Saturday's no. Over. Cancelled.
Someone get Martin on the line.
Well, you're in charge of the stream that day, so it's gonna be. It's up to you. If you want to cut the feed, you can cut the feed.
All right.
I will say that like the this is a very clout driven format. Like, I'm highly sensitive to clout. I don't know how you guys are. It like, it's fun having, like, a crew that is trusted to put this stuff on. And nothing would please me more than to have, like, a creative brew and have people go, like, fuck me, how did nobody see that? Like, that, like, you would be the talk of the damn town.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
People, if you win day one on, like, an S-tier deck, people aren't going to say anything and they might roll their eyes. Save it for day two. If you win day one with something that nobody saw coming, like, people are going to be hyped for you. You'll probably get to start your own Discord.
Like, thread. Parallax died out of the sideboard. Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, seriously. Yeah, like, that tier of development.
I think one of the coolest things about the structure this year is how day two will, or the main event will look after people react to the first day and how much they react to the first day. Do they take it seriously? Do they go, oh, I saw a ton of Sly, I gotta do this, or I saw a ton of goblins, or I saw a ton of Tireless Tribe, whatever, or do they just like throw it out the window and just say, no, I'm just gonna stick to my guns?
Question
for you, TO, you have to have the deck list locked in for the main event before the main event starts?
No, deck list submission is going to be, we're trying to do 9 a.m. on the day two main event. We're trying to make sure that Spice Rack set up, that we have all the data for the stream. And same thing for Friday, 9 a.m.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I only ask because if like someone wins the side event day one with like some spice, you could see like people just registering that 75 then on day two to,
right. I still want to give people time to change stuff, but funny. Like, I also don't want people to be registering at 10:30 on, you know, the main event day, you know?
Yep. Sick. All right. Moving on to predictions for the main event. How many copies of About Face will we see in the top eight?
Can there be a negative number?
Eight times four.
That's
32.
In, wait, which day, though? First day?
Main event.
Main event? Oh, yeah. Definitely zero. What are you talking about?
One.
One?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just a one of.
That's a spicy tribe deck right there. I'm going two. Fuck it.
Zero.
Two copies?
I'm
zero.
All in.
Zero.
I'm all in, because I'm going to top eight.
With two
on
copies?
Tribe.
Oh, okay.
You're not, you're going to play tribe? No, you're not.
We'll see.
You're banned from playing tribe.
No, no. Let him do it.
No,
he's been doing good with it.
I have been to so many lobster cons where Brad chooses something and then he comes up to me and he goes, I don't know why I chose this deck. And I don't know why,
Brad,
you did either.
I am a boot camp veteran. I will drag you through Piss Baby Boot Camp. If you're butt hurt this year, it's going to be a great, you're going to have such a nice summer listening to all of my advice and all my opinions about your deck.
Well, now I feel like I have to play Tribe just
right.
for this.
No,
this
you're
this
doing
amazing
good.
Summer.
Hold up. If I went through all this stress about losing, thinking that you were being on commentary for me, and then learning that you were playing just for you to play Tribe, oh, I'd,
I would for actually.
Real. You give me a big would smooch, scream. Wouldn't you?
I would scream.
Give me until a big he takes pat the on whole the back. Thing.
This is like one of the only events that you can dodge elves at on Terrageddon, and you're just like, nah, I don't want to do that. I want to play tribe.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Also, for the record, my track record of decks at LobsterCon is mono red Ponza stacks.
Which you said, I don't know why I chose this deck.
Pyro Oath.
Which you said, I don't know why I chose this deck.
And I can't remember the other one. All amazing decks. So my track record is flawless.
Wait, last year?
I don't remember what I played last year.
You played Geddon, didn't you? Just yeah. your normal
thing. Yeah, you played Terrageddon.
Oh, yeah, and I dropped.
You played four colors.
But you just got too drunk the night before.
Yeah. Okay.
Always an excuse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Real? I got creative and I cried for like a year.
Yeah.
Not like 5 months, but yeah.
So, next prediction. How many black decks will we see in the top 8?
Oh, what was our bet, Nick? It was...
Oh, we do have a bet. So, Billy and I have a bet that...
This isn't my question. You guys are...
No,
I'll answer the question after. But Billy and I have a bet on what will be the least common basic amongst the top 32 decks at LobsterCon.
Oh, made this a while ago, right?
By basic land count.
Yes.
Not by card name frequency arrival. Yeah. So count up the number of basics. And I claim it's going to be basic swamp.
And I don't think it's going to be basic swamp, and that's the bet.
Yeah.
So you think that there will be...
The least populous basic will be basic swamp.
Interesting.
And because this came out of like 3 months ago... The real topic was like, what the hell is wrong with black?
Yeah.
Yeah. And people... Tempting Worm is not the medicine because there is no medicine because I'm going to take Nick Mayo's money.
So what do you think is going to be the least?
The bet is not what I think will be the least. Right. The bet is that I think black will not be the least.
Yeah. So okay. Nick has.
Because I am probably on the lesser likely chance of winning on this side of the bet.
Yeah.
But I took it because I love betting.
Yeah. Gambling, we're
gambling with my friends.
Yep.
All right.
Anyways, so what is definition of a black deck?
A deck with black in it.
A deck with black in it. Just saying, people in the pre-modern Discord.
Actually, survival decks aren't really black decks, even though they have swamps in them.
Yeah, I don't buy any of that bullshit.
I think there'll be at least one black deck.
Yeah, green survival is a black deck.
It is.
I agree.
Yep.
It would fundamentally operate completely differently without the color black in it.
Yep.
So if you don't think black green survival is a black deck, you are incorrect.
Yeah. Yeah. People are making like.
There are people who make claims.
There are people
that
making bad points. Yeah, right. They're wrong.
Yeah.
And so I think there'll be at least one because people forget that second place last year. Was blue black dreadnought?
Ooh,
true.
Coil. Another black deck.
Hail coil.
Hail coil. Black deck.
Only Duresk remembered to run Duress, and it got second.
Yep.
That's some fucking plot armor if I've ever heard it.
That's true.
Yeah.
If a deck runs Gush, it can't be a black deck.
Stop.
Wow.
Stop.
I'm reminded last year of when Coil jammed a Phyrexian dreadnought into an untapped Attakar Wastes, and the dude did not have a plow.
Yeah.
And just took 12 two turns in a row. That was like, and so Coil had no protection.
So hard.
Like, literally just raw dog.
Except
to
for those sunglasses.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. He had the shades on.
Hard
yeah.
motherfucker.
He had. Nobody could play or hate on Coil with those shades.
No way.
Yeah. All right. So, black decks in top 8. Pretty much all of them. Moving on to the next question.
And.
November, December, January, February, March, April.
As you were saying?
As I was saying, which archetype is secretly washed and people just can't accept it?
Terrigan.
And won't be in the top 16?
Terrigan.
Terrigan is like the fourth best deck on our
secretly washed?
Yeah.
I'm 34 years old. What does that mean? Is that like some kids?
You. Like cooked. You're secretly washed.
Which deck is cooked? Garbaggio.
At 34? Has been.
Has been.
Yeah.
And you can't say the rock.
It's Dreadnought.
Ooh. Dreadnought's cooked.
Zero copies in the top 64.
There's, now that
there's too many red blasts in the room.
Does everybody just agrees?
People are main decking Pyroblast. Dreadnought is toast.
in top 16.
Yeah.
What deck?
I don't think Goblins.
What deck is cooked?
I think Goblins is cooked.
I think that's a good take.
That's a bold take.
Wait, we said top 16.
I don't think that's that bold or that mono hot. Like that.
Mono red Goblins is not Goblins.
Really... Black white control.
Oh, black. Oh, that's yeah. never
sure.
been good.
Yeah, of course it's washed. So,
I don't know.
Black white control is probably
it's
my
washed
answer.
And it's dried.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we listened to the recent Spike column.
Trust me, I tried. I tried so hard with that. I wanted it to be good so bad, and it just.
Replenish and red green oath.
Red green oath is a reasonable
you think
answer.
Zero replenish in the top? You shut the fuck
God,
up.
I hope
what are you
so.
Talking about?
When it happens, you're gonna.
Can you? All right, you're looking. Yeah, yeah, so Jay's yeah. looking at the pre-modern data tool.
He's cheating in this.
And
none of
can
us
you tell
this
me which deck has the highest win percentage?
It's replenish.
Oh, it's replenish.
I think
replenish
is cool. Gonna be washed at LobsterCon.
You're crazy.
I think people are gonna be ready for it.
That's a good point. People have lots of different ways to interact with Tide.
People are going to be playing so much Presence of the Master that no enchantment is ever going to be cast. Show and tell Presence of the Master. I don't know.
Billy, what do you think Targaryen's washed?
You have to meta call pretty hard with it. The thing is, like, the deck is phenomenal if you can call the meta. Like, I don't think that any particular build of Targaryen is especially good. It's that there is a... I don't know which one it is. Like, that's why I did well at EW, is because I called the meta, and, like...
Right.
Like, that's probably not the best version anymore.
I think there will be a Targaryen in the top 16.
Yeah, I mean, I think Billy's just totally wrong. So.
I think he's cooked.
Yeah, no, I think the deck's good. I think there's a version. I don't know which version. I don't know which color spread of Targaryen is best right now.
Sure. Yeah. But I think that despite color combination of the deck... Like just green white base. Can
yeah,
just
no,
top
16. I'm full of malarkey.
I think on Sunday, malarkey. Right after the event, we should do another 4-hour episode about all the options for Targaryen again.
Yeah, ooh. What we learned, all the cool tech.
What we learned.
Out. Yeah, Jund, Geddon, splashing white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't get deep enough. All right.
Not by it.
It never ends.
What deck are y'all expecting to be most represented?
Sly.
Yeah.
Was it Sly last year? It wasn't, right?
We don't know.
I like
oh,
that.
Oh, we never got the meta breakdown?
Oh, wait, no, maybe we...
I think we
no,
did.
No, we did, but it wasn't...
It wasn't Sly last year.
Was it Goblins?
I think it was Goblins.
I like
Goblins
that.
Makes sense.
I like that. I think that's a good, healthy thing, is that, like, before you can enter the top 8, you must answer aggro. Like, you have to wade through this, like, army of dudes, like, turn one lackey, like, turn one fanatic, like, you know, like, untap.
Definitely turn one lackey.
Like, pop, bolt, tap my ring, blast you. Like, I think that's a good thing for this meta, is that you can't show up with bullshit. Like, guys, gals, keep showing up. Keep turning shit sideways. I see you.
I am going to say that Dreadnought is the most represented archetype because everybody try hard.
I think so, but cost is just a thing, too.
Yeah.
It's sort of cost prohibitive, but, like, with the way that pre-modern prices have been going, it's, like, I feel like it's actually kind of on the cheaper side. Like, I mean, Dreadnoughts are going up, to be fair, but, like, you only need Dreadnoughts, and then it's, like, draft chaff.
Besides, yeah. How many Dreadnoughts have we given out so far? Like, we've basically built, like... 8 decks at this point.
No, I mean, I agree at, like, our events where it's, like, 100 people. Like, Dreadnought being the most common is, like, okay, it's 100 people. But when you start getting, like, 300 people, like, how many people actually have a playset of Dreadnoughts and have all that shit put together and want to play it?
This is also the least New England-y of New England tournaments.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Maybe Selden pulls a fast one on us.
Yeah. You can't be clever boys if you're dumb enough to show up to our events.
It could also just be Lansdale. Lansdale could very... Or just, like, blue-white control could very well be the most represented deck.
I don't see that ever. We're in New England.
No.
People think it's on the up-and-up. People think it's making a comeback.
It's not.
And I want to say 2 years ago, it was the most played deck at LobsterCon, wasn't it?
No.
Sly was, I think.
Yeah, Sly was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Stay red.
I don't know about most played by, definitely not, but I think the largest uptick is I think we're going to see a lot of black creatures with rancors attached to them.
Worms.
As far as aggro
goes.
Yeah. So be ready for that too. A lot of people are going to want to play that deck. Because, yeah.
All right. What deck is going to be most underrepresented? I have a good answer, but I'm going to go last.
Okay, so...
Oh, I think it's going to be Tireless Tribe. Anyway, I mean, Brad, did you still want to go last? Or?
Yeah, I'm going last. All right, cool. Because that wasn't it.
All right, sure.
Parfait. No, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't. So, okay, so like most like... What is the question?
What's going to be the most underrepresented deck?
Oh, I have the right answer to this question.
Maybe deck. How about this? Most underrepresented that should be represented.
Okay, I have the right answer to this question.
Black white control.
Yeah.
And the answer is because nobody thought it was bad until we like tore the like smashed through like that web of lies that deck was ever good. It just you the second you look at it on the PDF, you're like, wow, this is terrible. Yep. So black white control. Like, actually, don't play that deck.
Well, it's elves because
I was gonna say
three.
It was like four elf players.
There was four elf players last year.
Because the only good ones running the event. Yeah, we got a deck.
Well, no, I'm saying three out of four of the elf players that came last year are not attending this year. So yeah. I would suspect it's gonna be underrepresented.
It's the best deck that's gonna be underrepresented, also because it's like. The best deck that has the most expensive card in pre-modern in it too.
Right.
So it's cost prohibitive. It's really hard to play. I'm still gonna run into it probably at least twice.
You're still somehow gonna find.
I'm still gonna find it round one and round like four or something. Yeah, but yeah, I definitely think it's gonna be the best deck that's gonna be underrepresented is Elves, and I think it always is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
why is price an issue in the metagame or something?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anyways. Those were cute answers that all of you guys just gave.
Oh my God, dude.
I am here to tell you the correct answer. The correct answer to the most underplayed deck is going to be Cephalid Breakfast. Because last year, Cephalid Breakfast had the highest win rate at LobsterCon with like 72 or 74%.
With one pilot.
Yeah, it wasn't 72 or 74, it was 75. Because he would, like, you know, 6-2 or whatever. Like,
hey, man, I'm just here to tell the truth. You guys can huff all the copium you want, but Artie went hard last year.
What? Yeah, well, Artie doesn't count.
Why? Because he's a god amongst men?
Yeah, he's really good at like that.
I could swing for lethal, but you're too cool. You just go on. Go forth, King.
True.
Yeah,
True.
I'm glad I got to learn from you.
I would happily scoop to Artie. All right.
Maybe that's how we went 6-2.
Maybe, yeah.
Just people being like, damn, I'd love to scoop to you right now.
My chill is inferior. Please proceed.
We need to have him back on the podcast to answer these hard-hitting questions, yeah. Is what I'm hearing.
Round two.
And to give him a fair shake, because he was our first guest, and we were like, how the fuck do we do this? And, yeah, Artie needs a fair shake.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. What deck is going to trigger the most judge calls?
Replenish.
Yeah.
Or Enchantress, I guess, technically, because they do Opal Wave now, too.
I don't actually have a spicy answer to this question. This question sucks.
I mean, no, it's a good question. I mean, I just think the answer is easy. It's any deck that has cards that begin with the word Parallax in them is going to trigger
and or Humility.
Because you have to explain it every time, and they go, wait, I can't fucking do anything about that piece of shit combo. And they go, nope. And then they go, judge, my opponent's cheating.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, cheating the community out of any fucking fun.
I've never experienced it, but what do you guys think it's like when there's just two Opal Waves going on both sides of the board? Like,
there was a whole thread on Discord that Gary Roth, mm-hmm. Darkview, and them, they like wrote a paper about like
it was really good
how to handle like what happens when you like both players have Opalescence and Wave or whatever, and like how you win that situation, and it's literally a paper.
We need a follow up to Understanding Gush,
understanding Opalescence and other bullshit mechanics.
Yeah.
Let's shut down Tide Hate. This is an LC hype episode.
I said one thing about Tide. You've been in the corner.
Yeah, no, I've been running in my mouth. That's the end of it.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's not the end.
Oh, this is
God. I'm done.
The
I'm
sub
done.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, we're done as soon as Billy's not doing it,
sub-theme
guys.
Sub-theme of the episode is definitely Tide Hate.
Yeah.
LC hype.
You know what? Yeah. This is an episode for shit talk.
Yeah.
So, as MC, Tide hate is allowed.
It has been declared.
Give him the gavel.
Yeah. Bang my gavel. Which duressman is most likely to top 16?
This is the easiest snap answer of my life.
Snap me.
Actually, it's not the easiest because we had three in the top 16 last year.
Yeah.
I have a strong answer. I think we all have the same answer.
Well, it's Shane.
Yeah.
I was like, do we all want to count down and say Shane at the same time?
Yep.
Surprise, it's Bryn. He's flying up. Just kidding.
Don't mess with me like that, dude. I thought you were serious for a minute.
One of our homies moved to Tennessee.
If I just got to release that to you guys. Yeah,
my God.
Yeah. That would have been a sick reveal.
Miss you, Bryn. I'm going to say Nick Pinn is a strong contender.
Very strong answer. Yeah. Strong answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just a wild card when there's a bar involved.
That's so true.
He's talking about hitting the bar at 10. That's you know true. What I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Man is a fiend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he. All right, that's fair. Shane is disciplined. Shane will not have his libations until at least his first loss.
Yeah, exactly. Right. His first loss.
Yeah. Coyle also?
Yes.
Potentially? I mean,
always. He knows his deck.
Like, you got to give it to the person that came in second last year, right?
For sure.
True. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying was a hard answer because I was like, oh, it's Shane. But I was like, oh, Coyle did get second last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pat Sweet somehow smoked his way through the entire metagame and just gets there.
I would be so hyped on that.
Yeah.
I would lose my mind.
Make me happier.
Just like drills one entire blunt before the event, and
just this wild beast of walking around with no shoes.
I think if John Darling registers a good 75, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
to see
John.
Him do well.
No tricks.
Yeah, nothing cute.
Yep. Has John gotten stasis out of his system or what?
Yeah, I think officially after last Saturday, I think John.
Well, I
does not
I hung out with
play.
John yesterday and we did some reps and. We discussed that stasis is a bad idea. It's just too long of a day. He said ELDs was like a long day.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, dude, now imagine adding another three rounds to that or whatever.
John, my friend, just sleeve those lackeys back up.
Yep.
They serve you well, man.
They're calling to you. Yep. Besides Duressman, is there any killers y'all got your money on?
Brian Seldon.
Who's that?
Call me crazy.
Yeah, who's that guy?
Yeah. I don't know. I heard he's pretty good.
Keeping all my picks close to my chest for the...
Oh, it's true.
For the draft.
Are we doing a draft?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to do another one. Yeah,
we're going to do a draft.
Yeah. Duressman is going to do another draft for...
not on the hard cast.
Yeah.
Off the mic.
Yeah, off mic.
Off mics. Probably... I don't know if I'll do it maybe when... Or wait, what's the first night we go down? Thursday night? Probably Thursday night at the house. / on Discord or whatever. But for Duressman, yeah. Last year, I organized a... PT draft style event for us you won, right?
I won because
on
I pack one pick one picked Brian Seldon.
Yep.
And he carried me all the way.
Coyle went undrafted,
yeah, which I think was the funniest thing to me was that the highest placing dress crew member was Coyle, who was undrafted in the fantasy draft,
even though I think it was you, Billy, that only drafted dress crew people.
Yeah, I first picked myself because why did I show up unless I came to win?
No,
and it would also make
hilarious. Dan Hall also only picked dress crew members. He picked Shane himself and maybe me, and I think he got second if I remember correctly.
He did get second.
I was disgusted that none of that every
yeah
that
all your picks crew, did really poorly.
Yeah, that well no not with my picks with y'all
oh, oh yeah.
That it was just like no picking dress crew because we're all first picking them. Ugh. No team spirit.
Yeah. Anybody else have any predictions that they want to throw out there? I didn't come prepared for the who else I got my money on. There's too many names that come to mind.
Yeah.
Like I would have to sit
players.
Here for 20 minutes
right, yeah.
just like rattling off all the names of all these killers.
This year is
most of the people at ELDs
killers.
Last Saturday, I'd be like, well, they could,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. ELD is absolutely filled with sharks.
Yeah.
New England is filled with sharks. People driving in from New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania and all these states around us.
Yeah. I got to get the short list of a number of players in the room that have pro points to their name.
I think
quite a few.
There's a lot of pro points in the room, I think.
We have two big names coming this year, right, of former pros that haven't played before at LobsterCon.
Darwin Castle and...
You were talking about them, Jay.
I was talking about with Brendan the other day,
too. Yeah, Brendan was mentioning him. I know you were talking about Darwin Castle, and yeah, there was a couple other...
Yeah, people that you guys were like, we should definitely harass them all weekend to come on stream and talk, right?
Yeah, Brendan was like, can I harass them, please? And I said, no.
I have a good prediction. Will the highest... Who will place higher? Highest placing Duress Crew or highest placing Sacred Torch?
Ooh.
Oh, I think Duress Crew.
I'm obviously up to bat for Duress Crew at all times. I'm going with Duress Crew.
Are you 99% or are you 100%? That's going to be Duress Crew.
For the crew?
Yeah.
101.
Yeah, same.
Let's go.
Yep.
No fucking around.
Yep.
But I think Redline Tree Folk are do something too.
Yeah?
They have a lot of killers.
No sure. doubt. Sure. Ian Adams, I mean, he just won the regional.
Dude, Patrick's really good too, man.
Yeah. Crushes it on Oath.
Yeah.
The Binghamton boys, they're a scary lot.
Oh, Impulse Crew?
Yeah.
I mean, Carl.
Former Vintage World Champion.
Yeah. True. Yep. Yep. Chris on Elves.
Chris is a good Elves player.
Gets there. Some of the main killers coming down. I don't know, man. There's Packer. Too many people.
I think Packer's going to make top 16.
Packer's scary.
Mm. Kid's disgusting at Magic.
Yeah. Packer's very scary.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. And, I mean, we already discussed, too, I think, on previous episodes, how, like, your chances of walking in top 16 are, like, you know, slim.
Yeah.
So, it's really anybody's game with that amount of killers in the room. It shit could go any which way. The best of the best could hit their bad matchups. I don't know. It's going to be insane. Getting to those final rounds, it's going to be fucking exciting.
Seeing how that shakes out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always one of those things where it's like for any single individual, you can have a good weekend, you can, you know, you can scrub out and just do poorly or whatever, but it is always amazing in the later rounds to look at just how, you know, the best just rise to the top.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, any single one of them could have had, you know, probably several good killers who have a bad weekend or whatever, but like the average player that, you know, in those last couple of rounds is going to be a good Magic player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's going to be exciting to watch. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Any other predictions that we have before we take a little breaky break?
What do we think? So, regardless of which deck it is, what do we think the number of decks for the most represented deck in top 8 is going to be? Like, is there going to be, you know, a 2-2-2-2 spread? Or is there going to be, like, 4-1 deck in the top 8?
Oh, no way.
Never 4-1 deck in pre-modern, I think.
Yeah. Probably not, but I
think that's, like,
I mean, how many Dreadnought... Weren't there 3 or 4 Dreadnought decks last year?
There was 3. But
three? Was it 3?
Blue, white, but yeah, it was black, there were different. Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there was mono blue Tide.
I think the top 8 is going to be just as vibrant as every other big pre-modern event, which is usually 8 unique decks. Yeah,
I think last year was a bit of an exception because, like, that's when Tide came in. I mean, not that you can only be so prepared for it, obviously, but, like, that's when everyone was especially unprepared for it, you know. I think it'll be pretty diverse.
I'm going to say Terrageddon because there are some excellent players playing Terrageddon
that are playing Tribe instead.
That wasn't the question at all.
Oh, I misunderstood the question then.
Like, whether it's Terrageddon, do you think there's going to be, like, 2 Terrageddon decks in the top 8? Do you think there's going to be 4 Terrageddon decks in the top 8? Do you think there's going to be 8 Terrageddon decks in the top 8?
Are we saying top 8 individual or 16?
Builds. Top 8.
Top 8? 8?
Yeah.
Different builds of Terrageddon.
Some with Tribe.
2 Terrageddons in the top 8.
Okay.
Because I'm playing Terrageddon again. Let's go!
Hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be Ben and Brock. Be. 1 and 2.
Ben says I'm playing Tribe again. There's just going to be 1 Terrageddon, and there's going to be 1 Tribe.
I'm playing Riverboa again.
Yeah.
Yeah, bullshit.
All right. I think that we should take a break and come and pick back up in a minute.
Word.
Cool.
I agree. Yippee.
Yippee. And we back. So moving on, talking a little bit about artists. Our artist lineup this year is stacked. We all did a wonderful job at filling it. Unfortunately, Jeff Lobenstein dropped on us. So if you were looking forward to that, just know that he is not in attendance. But we do have the pleasure of being joined by Heather Hudson, Pete Venters, and RK Post. What are y'all getting signed this year?
I think I'm gonna get my Dreadnought signed.
You're doing it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna look really cool.
That's sick. I'm thinking about it because mine are all damaged, so I might as well anyways.
Right.
And one of them has like a red signature on it already, so I'm gonna see if he can shadow it and then do the rest like that. Get some sort of red shadow signed Dreadnoughts.
That's sick. I've never been a big signature guy, but I do love the shadow signatures. They look so sick. Especially some artists in particular. Their signatures just look so good.
Yeah. I'm going to get my Wall of Blossom signed too, for sure. Mm. I'm going to have the four Judge ones or whatever, the promo ones by then, so.
Oh, you finished your playset?
Yeah, Bryce nice. Hooked it up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's the man. He's going to get me two of them.
That is sick. I've been debating a lot of shit like that with like Wall of Blossoms and Spike Feeder and just like these random cards that it's like, do I want to get my foil signed? Do I not? Like, I was also never really into foils, but I've been enjoying getting my foils for Terrageddon signed.
Mm.
So like the main thing that I'm actually stoked for is the Cycling Lands from Heather Hudson.
Mm.
I'm going to get those signed.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And then, like, I might do the Pete Venters because his signature is just incredible.
Yeah, it's
so good.
It comes out really good, dude.
I already got my Sylvan Safekeeper signed. But, yeah. What about you, Billy?
I'm not
stewing over there.
I don't know anything about signatures. I gossip. I talk shit. I only eat candy and meat. And I don't get my card signed.
No, Billy, I'm in the same boat, but that's why we're also announcing that you and me are available to sign people's cards.
That is a great point.
So, you know, we're not going to be getting anything signed, but if you come up to the two of us, you know, we will, you know, for a fee, you know, but we will sign your cards.
Yeah, for a modest fee.
I will sign if you, let me think.
Billy sets my price. He's the agent.
If I will sign Tides with a little crying. I actually have a really great little Piss Baby character drawing. I will draw a Piss Baby on your Tide or your Dreadnought for $1.
Quite the offer.
To the charity. Yeah.
There you go.
Just make your $20 Tide worth zero. Or priceless.
Or priceless.
Depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
Is this an exclusive one-year signing only of the Piss Baby?
Yeah. Well, no. You have a Piss Baby strip mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Are you only offering this service this year, though?
This I don't know, man.
This doesn't happen. Like, you can't come up during a regional event or something and be like, oh, sign my stuff. I'm going to say no. Yeah.
I'm trying to hype you up.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was put on the spot for a bit, and the bit wasn't that deep. So it's a wonder you even got this far.
Importantly, you can get your Rock Lobster sign.
Hell yeah.
To get all those cards signed.
I think all of them.
All three.
Yeah. She did paper, tiger, scissors.
She's doing rock, paper, scissors to determine your matches. That's a pretty sick signature.
Okay. Yeah. I would actually, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Do you have a set?
No, I don't.
Better order them.
That is, yeah.
And to all the listeners, better order your shit real soon.
I'm high-key doing that.
When does this podcast episode go live?
A week before. All right,
so I got a week to buy out TCG Player.
And then
relist them all for 10x the price.
Well,
exactly.
How much was
so then all the listeners go and buy their coffee.
Can we afford a booth at Lobster Club? Just buy out everything from the artists.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Exactly.
Sweet.
I think last call out that I might do is Baskin Root Wallace. Yeah. And I don't play them, but they're really cool.
Another Hudson banger.
Yeah, another Hudson banger.
RK Post has a fantastic signature.
His art is beautiful.
And his art is super sick.
Morphling, Unmask, Lightning Angel.
Right.
Stunning.
Avatar of Woe.
Did anybody see the Unmask that was done with beads and was like 3x4? It was like 4x3 feet. Like, it was huge.
Like wampum?
It was like the tiny little beads that like go on the strings. Yeah,
yeah.
I think like that. Yeah. If that's I don't know
what
it's called.
I didn't see it, but I can imagine it's
it was
beautiful.
RK Post
posted on, like, I think his Instagram or something. It was up for silent auction at the Hunter Burton Memorial Open, I think last month. And it looked so good. It was really, really cool.
It's rad. Ben, are you a Siggy guy?
Not really.
No?
Nah. I'll probably look and see what I have of, like, the artists who are there.
Yeah.
And if I feel like Lightning Angel would be a cool one.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm going to get Lightning Angel sign, just because.
Yeah. I think, frankly, for me, it just, like, depends on the line and how I feel at the moment. Or
true.
I'll have some stuff on hand, I think.
Yeah. But, another great reason to play side events on day one, so that you're not playing 9 rounds and you can actually, like, hang out and get shit signed. And
yep.
Yeah. I definitely would have done a side point. event on day one if I had been doing it. But, yeah. All right. Moving on. Jay, let's hear about this stream a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. How many hours have you actually put into coding it at this point?
I don't even want to think about that. It's been a lot, but yeah. So obviously we've been streaming our regionals for the past 3 quarters of a year. I think we've done 3 streams of those now, and they've been really good. Had really positive feedback on those, and I've enjoyed running those a lot. And I think the regionals are a fantastic kind of like middle ground of being pretty easy to do. It's nothing insane. The production quality it's good. I think it's definitely, it's something I'm proud of, but it's also not like, it's something that I can do by myself and as just like pretty easily set up. And it's a one man show, for running the production side of it. For LobsterCon this year, I've kind of been trying to go all out because I really want this to be like a professional production. And everything that I guess I'm going to talk about is with a giant asterisk of anything could potentially change at any moment. But
so we call a safe harbor notice.
Exactly. Things could potentially go wrong. That's just kind of how it is when you're mostly doing this. You know, is just either by myself or with a couple of, you know, people. It's not, we're at point being, obviously I have the entire help of the crew if I need it, but we're not like I'm not hiring a production crew. You know, there's no big name behind this.
So
or
be
anything.
Grateful, y'all.
So yes, yeah, correct. Seriously. But yeah, so the big differences are that we're going to have, like, the overall production quality is just going to be through the roof compared to our normal regionals. We're going to have player cams. We're going to have a backup feature match. The current plan is to do everything on a delay. So there's going to be a slight delay at the start of the event, which is going to allow us to not have a bunch of downtime in between rounds. So we're going to be able to just go, like, back to back to back to back with just match after match after match. And as we roll through the day, we're going to eventually kind of chew into that delay. So with the intention being that by the time we hit top 8, we'll actually be live. So everything that will be happening in the top 8 and on will all be live for the viewers. We're going to have a whole new overlay, brand new art. We're going to have a hopefully somewhat professional looking commentary booth. And yeah, hopefully a bunch of graphics as well. I'm hoping that we can do like live updated standings and stuff so we can take a look at like the top 32 players after a couple of, you know, after we're a couple of rounds in, and see like who's doing well and, you know, who the players to watch kind of are.
The Spice Rack integration is so sick.
Yeah, one of the huge things that has really enabled me to do all of this has been being able to work pretty closely with guys over at Spice Rack. Shout out to Ev in particular because he has been a huge help. But basically everything from, you know, part of us running LobsterCon is that we have decided to bring the entire tournament into the 21st century. As much as I love the nostalgia of the old paper pairings, having everything run on an app is just so much easier for the TO and side of things and for the stream side of things because I get to automate everything. Nick being the TO, every single round when he pushes the pairings, he's going to be able to look through all the pairings and see who he wants to put on feature match. He's going to choose a couple of matches and then that just like automatically populates
everything. So I don't need to be constantly inputting a bunch of stuff. It's just going to be, it makes it possible for me to kind of run this show as just one person.
Yeah, so what he's saying, it's going to be really easy for me to do the stream on Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to be so Friday. Simple.
Yeah, super hopefully. Easy.
Hopefully.
Can I want to speak to this.
Yeah.
Jay, you're too deep in the hole,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to ask you some questions.
Yeah, sure. Please, please do.
Can I? So I'm going to be commentating.
Yes.
So I'm going to kind of translate this into mm-hmm. English.
Can Billy massage your feet for you?
Yes.
Please, please. All right. You can even suck on them a little bit, you know.
Oh, that happened once. No, that's never happened. Okay, so Jay, can I pull up a player? So can I pull up a player's deck list and show it on stream immediately?
Yeah. So my plan is that I'm gonna be next to you guys in the booth.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I'm gonna be controlling. I haven't decided how much I want to let you guys control the scenes. That we're gonna have to play with that a little bit, but you might be able to just click a button, pull up a thing for everybody.
I'm in hype mode. Okay. So live deck lists.
Yes, of live deck lists 100%.
Hype okay. mode.
Yes. Hype mode. All right.
What? I've never seen him go there.
You want to see some? You want to hear some fucking hype? Jay programmed an iPad app so that the players tap the little life tracker app and it populates it live. I'm not going like, oh, you missed a point of damage. None of that. The player
missed it.
The player taps the thing and it happens right then and there. It's so sick.
It is.
Welcome to the future.
It truly is.
We're going to be on a delay, so mm-hmm. it's going to be nonstop action.
We're just going to be rolling into
wall-to-wall coverage.
So hopefully the idea is to, like, if we can fit, it depends how long each round's main match, and this is kind of the stuff that I'm going to have to work out a little bit, but like if the main feature match goes like 25-30 minutes, then we'll just like swing immediately into the backup match that.
So two feature match tables.
But yeah, potentially, yes, there are two feature match tables going and potentially two matches every single round.
And we're
going
to be covering both of them. And then if one finishes with a reasonable amount of time, we just roll right into the next one.
Correct.
Hot damn.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Would you say that the viewer of the stream is entitled to their entire seat, but will only need the edge?
That's true. I would say that there is going to be a insane amount of content. Yeah. Content.
Ooh.
That's the word.
Content brain.
Exactly.
This is
incredibly content brain.
This is. I say this with like full vindication. This is the best live PM stream that has ever occurred.
I agree. I think if
Jay's hesitant.
Fingers crossed.
To brag.
If everything goes completely perfectly,
it does not explode.
It will hands down be the best. Yeah, it will be on par with other like big Magic streams. I think.
We're going to annihilate all of you. Duress crew reigns.
Also, I'm pretty sure, unless somebody can like message me and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure there's no other big tournaments that weekend, which is huge.
That's
so we're
first.
Like, well, I know, but like,
right.
We're not competing with not even just other pre-modern tournaments, which obviously there are no other pre-modern tournaments for our regionals. For backstory, we always somehow end up scheduling pre-modern tournaments or regionals at the same day as like another big tournament.
Yeah, Misty Mountain.
Which I mean, obviously they're allowed to run their events. You know, we don't own those days, but like. It does kind of stink just like competing for viewership against other pre-modern.
There's not GP, there's no
I don't
PT.
Think there's no GP, there's no RC. Pro Tour.
Yeah.
Is there an RC?
That's why Mike from TOA won't be.
Oh, you're right.
From TOA,
you're right.
Because Mike's going to be out in the Midwest wherever
it
that
is the
RC
same.
Is.
It is the
yeah.
same
do
weekend.
Do they stream RCs though?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do. It is the same weekend as Minneapolis.
And they're going to be wondering
also,
where all their viewers are.
Yeah.
They're going to be like,
also,
what's going on?
That's like standard
Magic
sucks.
Dead?
Yeah. So
standard Magic is.
Other than that, it's going to be a freaking awesome time. I think the viewers are going to have a ball watching everything.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, Jay's been working really, really hard on this. I know you haven't seen him play Magic.
I don't play Magic
really
anymore.
You haven't seen him much recently. He's got a 3-foot long beard. now.
Just been in
the and back. He's just been doing nothing but coding, like in a basement. They've locked he's got a glass a eye. He looks terrible. Yeah. You're not gonna recognize him.
His complexion is it's just like a pale.
Yeah.
A pale,
he floats above the floor now. He doesn't actually walk anywhere.
His fingernails are really long.
But clean.
Yeah.
It's really clean. That's what you've been hearing.
It makes typing and
hell
nightmare.
Yeah. So this is gonna be a great stream.
Oh yes.
And it's like actually professional quality. Did we rent cameras?
Yeah, we're renting a bunch of equipment.
We're renting fucking cameras.
Yeah, we're renting a shit ton of equipment. Yeah. Because our normal setup does not include, you know, face cams or a backup match or all that stuff.
We bought a new interface because our podcasting interface wasn't a big enough host. This is going to be a fucking filthy stream.
We moved on from the Scarlet Solo, everybody.
Thank God.
Wow.
Yeah. The commentary booth isn't going to be on, like, a really shitty webcam. Like, it's going to look actually good.
Yeah.
You're going to see Billy's pores.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to squeeze out my blackheads on camera.
Nice.
Oh, God. All right.
Moving on.
Yeah. Moving on. Now that you said that, who's going to say some dumb shit on stream and get us canceled first?
Are we allowing Pat on?
On the stream?
Yeah.
So I haven't really told you guys about this, but we're having a boot camp. And I'm going to fucking drill some rules into you guys.
Jay's new workout plan.
Yeah, so
Jay, you just got to control the hot mic situation, I think.
I need, like, everybody's going to be on a certain level of, like, professionalism, and we're going to go into, like, what you should and shouldn't do.
Can we swear?
Yeah, swearing will be fine.
Slurs.
But,
slurs. Say all the ones
Excuse
that are
me,
okay.
Teacher, are slurs allowed? I'm going to get out ahead of that one and say no. Just in case there was any ambiguity
what
there.
What if they're true?
What did Maddie say the last time he said that Duress Crew is the most sexual crew in Magic and Magic is a game for men who fuck or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think that the level of casualness with our regionals is awesome, and it's definitely the vibe that I like. I like the vibe that we go for there. Personally, I do want to have a bit more of a professional vibe with the LobsterCon stream, just because it's not like, yes, we are putting it on, but it is not strictly our thing.
We doing ties?
Oh, I there will be a dress code.
Ooh. I'm going to be looking dapper for LC.
I'm going to wear a ski mask.
Hell yeah. I will ban you from the venue.
He's not going to walk in with the ski mask.
Oh, okay.
One person in a suit and tie, and the other person in a track suit and, you know, ski mask.
Ski mask and tack vest.
Aviators.
It's the good cop, bad cop. All right, so stream sounds sick as hell. You can tune into that starting Friday at approximately 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Ish. Still going to run on Punk
because everybody's going to be pre-regged and everything's going to be so smooth.
Well, we're on Punk Time.
Yeah.
So,
right.
The
other thing is that currently, as of right now, the Friday stream is going to be, I am kind of hands off on. So that's going to be all Bradley Stone.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I will say the stream on Saturday will be live. Will be live at 11:45 a.m. as of right now, with everything going, with the show kicking off at noon.
So hyped.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty sick.
So hyped.
But that's the tentative plan. Stay tuned to, I guess, Twitter, for in case anything changes. But
yeah,
which things always are apt to do.
Technology has never ever done us wrong
or
ever once.
Yeah.
I was gonna say technology has never ever worked for me, just ever.
It's
just
never
in general.
Worked.
All right, moving on. We have our little segment about a rundown on how to have fun at LobsterCon when you're losing.
Cry to your friends.
What you guys got?
hit the bar.
Yeah.
For starters. I mean, that's the easiest thing, right?
Malort shots. That's step one. When you're losing, go to the bar, find somebody from Duress Crew or Shared Discovery. take him a lower shot with him.
All right, I got you. Ready? You're not doing too well. Go ahead, hit that drop button. You know, you're not going to win anything anyways. And then go to the bar, grab a drink, and then find a nice spot to sit. Pull out your phone, go to twitch.tv/terrestrial, oh, okay. And pull up the stream, and you can watch people that are doing well, and you can watch them play.
And hit the subscribe button.
And hit the subscribe button, you know, but more than anything, just pump those view numbers up.
Terrest crew never stop shilling.
Exactly. I want, if our numbers aren't rivaling SCG for the RC, I'm going to be mad.
Is that like at all a possibility? What sort of numbers do they get?
So, all right. So real talk, I was wondering this past weekend if Paper Magic was just dead, because SCG was streaming the GP that was just in Denver, which admittedly was sealed. Limited yeah. Magic generally doesn't pull nearly as much as Constructed Magic.
Yep.
Their numbers were about the same as what LobsterCon was last year.
Wow.
Around 1,000 people the entire time.
LobsterCon was streaming to 1,000 people last year?
Yeah, it was.
LobsterCon is, like, what was our regional?
About 1 to 150. So well,
no, what was, 1 to 150, but, like, what was our attendance at our regional? It was, like, 60 last winter?
Oh, I was just going off last regional. Oh, our last winter was, like...
Yeah, because our first one...
80 or something, I think, like 72 or something.
Yeah.
You guys aren't helping the viewers out, man.
No, hang on. And
what are they doing? What's going on?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot. I lost the thread. All right, so if you're doing poorly, one, enjoy the tournament. Like, the thing is, you can just, like, continue to play matches. Yeah.
Bird your friends. That's another thing. Sorry to interrupt.
Hang on. I'll
bird your friends.
Bird your friends. Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
It means chirp shit at them.
No, it means it means watch them. So, birding is a thing from poker of being a rail bird.
Yeah,
somebody
yeah.
that stands on the rail and watches their friends play.
Talking hype man.
Basically.
So yeah. just you could just do poorly.
Outside assistance. Hang on. We all know what that is.
You could continue to keep playing, and just because you enjoy magic and it's like a fun environment, you could do that. You could drop from the tournament and go to Mamala's next door, which is a wonderful, wonderful breakfast sandwich place.
That place is going to get hit up.
Yeah.
Big time.
They're
going to
get blown up.
Excellent deli.
You could hit the bar, or you could play AAA.
True. You could get stone-rained, strip-mined, and sinkholed by Billy and AAA and have the time of your life.
AAA
sounds
Fox.
Like a blast.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'll have AAA on me.
Yeah, that's the only magic I'm going to be able to play is AAA. Yeah.
There's also a number of bars and other places in the area, too, that are really sick to hit up if you want to go
Park.
Out, get a drink, hang out, if you don't want to drink at the venue for whatever reason.
State Park's sick.
Yeah.
Take a selfie with Mario.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Get it signed.
Or Carl Winter.
Mm.
Yep.
Get your Psychotog signed by Carl.
Yep.
Get in a fight.
I would for one like to see that.
Smoke a butt with Duress Crew between
Ooh,
rounds.
Do it.
They love to do that.
Give them over. You could do what I did last year too, which if you're going with a group or you have a group of friends, what you can do is make a little side bet, which is whoever has the best record at the end of the day when all the rounds are over. So even if you are no longer in contention for top eight, you're still incentivized to play all of your rounds because, say, there's, like, last year, for instance, there was, like, five of us. We all put $20 in.
Yep.
And then someone who goes, 6-2, now they win
$100.
Yep. Did you win
the rules?
No.
I wasn't
Dan
in
Hall.
On that bet.
Dan Hall won at 6-2.
On Breakers,
bet.
I think. But.
Yeah, but still.
Wait,
so
which,
it's
which day did you guys do it? The side event?
The main event.
The main event?
Yeah, so
did
that's...
I won
the draft.
I wasn't in on the bet.
Yeah, he wasn't in on the
yeah.
bet.
I put it together last
bro.
Minute, but it ended up
okay.
being like a
right.
really good idea and really good incentive to keep grinding it out after your second loss. How I structured it was like, if you top eight, you're out. You have to give your you know, you get your $20 or whatever back, but that's because you top eighted. And yeah, I think so. That's just something to consider also to kind of keep you accountable or whatever for playing all of the rounds. And
yeah, I like that.
Keep the stakes live.
I'm throwing down this year.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Anyway,
Yeah.
So there's that.
I mean, we had fun with that last year. I will also say, I guess I'll kind of go into it a little bit more, but we referenced it earlier, talking about the fantasy draft that we ran last year. But I want to just like let people know, if they want to run one of their own, how would they do that? So get your friends and then just snake draft players. So, you know, draw names out of a hat. Whoever's first drafts first, go down through however many people. Then the person who's last drafts twice and then go back up to the top. And just keep snaking like that. Draft 3 or 4 players each. And then for every player at the end of LobsterCon, just calculate out 3 match points per win, 1 match point per draw, 0 match points per loss. Top 8 is included. So if any of the players top 8, they keep getting more points. And yeah, that's your fantasy draft. It is a great way to keep you engaged in how others are doing, even if you're not doing great yourself, because it's like, oh, I have so-and-so on my team. I'm going to go and take a peek and see what, you know, are they at the top tables? Are they doing well? How are their matches going? So it just is another way of keeping you engaged. And yeah, it was a lot of fun last year. We had a blast doing it.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
Or get in line for the artists.
True.
Get some stuff signed.
Definitely
that. Or don't lose.
Also, just don't.
Or just don't lose. Just win.
I guess I never considered that.
We should think about it. Not last year.
I didn't think about that.
We can tell.
So, should we reveal what we're going to be giving out? A little bit of that stuff?
Let's do it.
Oh, I got all that shit right here in my hands.
You sure do.
Let's do some reveals.
So, Billy did us the honor of getting a super sick stamp this year on top of the other LobsterCon art. So, we have a custom stamp for the year. Day one, going to be giving out Mana Leaks, Stronghold. Billy has stamped over 300 of those already.
God bless him.
Yep. Including the day two, Ray of Revelation. Yeah. So,
But that's not all.
That is not all.
So, but wait, viewer, there's more.
For the side events, the participation card is Channel.
For Unchained.
For Unchained. Whee. For PM Unchained, the participation card is Channel. The top 8 card is Tendies. Tendrils of Agony.
Oh, that's so sick.
Isn't that sick? Because people will actually play it on Legacy. And then the winner gets a red stamped Necropotence.
Hot.
You look sick.
Yep. Now for the Shocklands event, participation is land grant. Because you can get with Shocklands, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can get your Shocklands with it.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Top 8, because it's a multicolored table. Quirion Dryad.
Ooh. Hot.
And then lastly, if you win, you get a red stamped Tithe.
Hell yeah.
Reserve list right there.
I know. Yeah, no. Actually, that I guess it is true. Is Necro reserve list?
Yeah. No.
No. All right.
That Tithe is damaged now, too.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. We're desecrating so many cards this weekend. Oh, it's awesome.
So what are the main event prizes?
So, speaking of desecrated cards, for the top 16 participants, first place is getting Survival of the Fittest. As I already said, Brian Seldon needs to win his third, going for the playset, so we had to run it back on Survival.
Wait, did you say top 16?
Well, this first is place. Prizing is out to top 16.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying top 16 gets Survival.
This person is first.
Yeah, we bought 16 Survival. Damaged all of them.
Second place is getting a Phyrexian Dreadnought. Third and fourth are getting Intuitions, and 5 through 8 are getting Replenish, and then 9 through 16 are all getting Mass Decor as tradition for LobsterCon, which Nick can attest to. Obviously, putting the stamp on all of these cards, doodling, you know, champion, finalist, top 8 on all of them and everything. Just, yeah.
Oh, the playmat, which we just figured out.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
This is exciting.
We commissioned exactly 2 custom leather playmats from ELD.
I did not.
Yeah, this is news.
Hot off the press.
There are exactly 2 of them. They're made of leather. They're going to have the LobsterCon stamp symbol etched into the playmat. There are only 2 of these in existence. One of them goes to the winner, and the other goes to a charity raffle. That's it. There's only 2.
All right, I'm playing in the main event.
This is not, you can't buy this. You're either winning it in a raffle or you're winning it because you tooled on everybody else.
That's streams off, guys. Yeah. Streams off.
This is huge. This is one of the coolest things that anybody's ever been able to win a lobster con.
They're very expensive.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So, yeah. Some so sick. To.
Fuck, how many tickets am I going to have to put in that?
Yeah.
Look, a lot.
All of them.
Listener, if I see you putting any raffle tickets in that box,
he's.
I'm going to beat you up.
He's going to drop
I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you.
And throwing money into the raffle is also the other thing that people should be doing.
Yeah,
when you're
actually,
losing a lobster con.
Real shit.
Yeah.
There's...
When you're losing, just go throw away all your money, too.
Yeah.
Your clout's gone, now your money's gone.
Yeah, we got a custom deck box, again, from ELD, donated very graciously. It's going to be etched with lobster con stamp symbol.
That's sick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have been hitting me up about donating cool shit to the raffle, so...
Hell yeah.
It should be stacked.
Yeah, if you have anything you'd like to donate, you know, please hit... This is Nick speaking. You can hit me up on Discord, or you can reach out to us at duresscrew@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Do we have any other teasers of, like, cool stuff? Or
I'm going to be giving out... So I bought 150 Knight of Stormgald or Stormgald or whatever.
Oh, sorry. I was specifically in reference to the charity raffle. But,
I can check.
For sale, we will also have...
Those are sick.
Lobster Con t-shirts.
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
They're on those comfort colors. I tried them on. The color actually, like, high-key really pops.
It looks good. Comfort colors is by far the best t-shirt for printing on. It's they're so nice.
We can get the same design on a playmat. Those are also going to be for sale. Yep.
So far for the raffle that we have so far, we're going to have a deck building book from the Mirage block, a Chris Rush signed Mana Leak, some custom coasters made with set symbols like Legacy and Urza Saga and stuff on it. They're really cool. I've seen some pictures. A whole pile of signed Storm Islands and signed foil masked forests. That's what we have so far. I'm sure we're going to have way more. I've had a lot of people ask what we're looking for, so I know there's a lot of interested parties.
Yeah, I think we have at least one playmat maybe from Duress Crew still, I think, unless we're using that for a regional, but we have like a Pernicious Deed mat.
Yeah.
Javier Lugo hit me up and said that he was donating a playmat from... like an event that he has coming up based off of the clairvoyance art from Ice Age,
which
is super pretty. I'm planning on getting a playset of foil Duress Shadow signed and donated.
That's
going to
be really cool.
Oh, also for the winner, they're getting the stamp.
They're getting the literal stamp.
No,
yeah.
The stamp that all these things.
Yeah.
So that they can stamp as they please. They won the event. It's their stamp to stamp.
Yeah.
I forgot to say that. So the stamp that all of you are getting your cards stamped with for the event...
That's so cool.
The winners now, and it's theirs to stamp with their discretion. They want it. They earned it.
Carl hit me up, said he's giving 4 foil Shadow Mage Infiltrators to the raffle.
That's pretty sick. That's cool.
Hot.
Banger.
I feel like there was one or two other people that hit me up.
Yeah, I've had some people here and there that I've written down.
And I'm like, just bring it. Just bring it on Friday.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we'll get it up there on near the stage. As I was saying, I got 125 or 150 Knight of Stormgalds, or however you say it. It's like the...
Stromgald,
the 2-black, 2-1 Ice Age Pump Knight. So I'll be stamping with the Duress Crew stamp. And if you listen to this podcast, you should come up and ask for one. So I'll probably give away about 36 of them, is my guess. you can also expect stickers, patches, pins, We have a LobsterCon pin that we're giving out. I think, like, I don't know. And like, if you're coming, like, bring that type of shit, too. Like, one of the best parts of LobsterCon is swapping swag with people.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. If you see any member of Duress Crew, just say hi, and we'll probably have some stickers on us. Shit to give out.
I won't.
All right, just kidding. Just kidding.
And Ben turns his lights off for Halloween.
I sure do.
Wait until you see the playmat, too. It came out so sick.
So good.
Yeah.
Those are going to sell out instantly.
We're going to have 150 of them, so.
Yeah.
Ooh. So make sure you get them.
If you get in on, even if you are playing in one of the side events Friday morning, whenever those things go up for sale, they are going to go quick.
Oh, yeah.
Get on it.
We should have raffled off a hotel room.
Deep cuts.
All right. Why don't we close this out with props and slops? Sounds good?
Sounds good.
All right. Props to your favorite card in pre-modern.
Survival of the fittest for me, obviously.
Survival? All right.
Yeah, Weathered Wayfarer right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wayfarer's a good boy.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Props to Basic Island.
What a Chad.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm one of those guys.
Billy?
I mean, what's my favorite card is probably Mox Diamond.
The Dizzler? Yeah,
I mean Library, because so much deck touching every turn.
Fair enough. I'm going Call of the Herd. That's my baby.
Good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Everybody but Billy slops to the card that you can't fucking stand anymore.
This is hard.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I don't lose to anything besides Replenish.
Don't lose to anything, dude. This is so hard. No. Slops to Gush.
Gush? Yeah. Sick of Gush?
Yeah, I'm sick of Gush.
Oh, man. Card.
I don't know. Slops to any card that has, like, non-original printing on it. So, like,
ugh.
Yeah.
RL Stan.
What, the secret layer?
Well, yeah, like, see, people that are like your secret layer.
The ugly goblin deck,
yeah.
I think that stuff's funny.
I do think it's funny. It's annoying from a stream perspective of just, like, having to recognize cards. Being like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
It's a card, but, like, dude, if you asked me, like, I'm pretty good at recognizing any card from, like, a sliver of it, but you show me some of those, like, Instagram art goblins, I don't know fucking which one it is. No.
We're definitely putting Jared on stream with ugly goblins.
If you want us to make fun of you on stream, play troll art.
Yeah.
There you go.
The chat will help it out, because you'll go like, what the fuck is that? And then they'll go, oh, that's the, like, the shock from the manga series or whatever it is.
What, me?
Yeah, what you got?
Slops to Tide.
Tide?
Yeah. I'll answer for Billy. We feel the same.
Billy, you can answer.
Nothing needs to be said at
this point. I think we all know what Billy thinks.
I feel like I don't really have a card that I hate that much right now. I'm just like...
I don't know.
That's kind of what I mean. Like, I don't really hate Gush that much. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
My slops would probably just be to Dreadnought, but the more I've been playing Dreadnought, the more I've realized just how busted that card is, but...
Mine would probably be Dreadnought as well, and but the thing is that I love Dreadnought as a card.
Right.
Same.
I just love the card, so, like, even though I'm so sick of just getting turned two by it, I just can't help but love it. Maybe I'll give my answer to Standstill, because I know that I'm going to beat it every time on Terrageddon. And I'm like, you're really going to make me fucking do this right now? This game's going to take forever.
Oh, you're really going
to make
me
shit. We have to grind this out. You're going to lose. Sick of your shit.
Yeah, I'm sick of Landstill players.
You don't hate Priest of Titania?
Oh, I hate that too.
I also love elves, so I can't hate it. Elves is so cool. Anyways, props to the best stamp you've seen... I have this year, I don't know, prop to the stamp, the best stamp that you've seen and you're most excited to get at LobsterCon.
Calgary Crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, Billy stole my answer. The Calgary one's awesome.
Hard.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I mean, the Mog Squad one's pretty sick.
I don't think I've seen their stamp.
Oh, maybe I've just seen stickers.
I've seen the sticker, but I haven't seen the stamp.
I'm sorry, I just, like, I hate just doing nothing but kissing our own asses, but dude, the LobsterCon stamp is so sick.
Yeah.
You guys haven't seen it yet, but it's sick.
It is so cool. So, that's easily my answer.
I just had another one.
I want that shit stamped on my
Sacred
forehead.
Does Sacred Torch have a stamp?
No, I don't think they do.
Damn, y'all, these people gotta step their stamp game.
They all own, like, fintech companies, but they don't have a stamp. You know? Oh. I feel like every single one of them does.
Can you stamp an NFT?
Tormod's Crypt Keepers.
They have a stamp?
I think so.
I need to get one of those.
Yeah. Is that the South Shore Crew?
New Hampshire.
Okay.
I think.
Is it New Hampshire? I don't think it is.
No, wait, no, that's Granite State. Oh, there's too many.
Who's this? Yeah. Who's the South Shore crew that we didn't shout out proper when we were doing our
maybe hunt? That is Crypt Keepers.
When Crypt Keepers.
The Crypt Keepers.
But they have one of my favorite characters of all time in their logo, which is the Crypt Keeper.
Mm. Yeah.
It is really good.
It looks so good.
We haven't done much diplomatic stuff with them. We ought to reach out to them.
Yeah. All right. Props to the person you're most stoked to have a drink with.
Oh, too many options.
MobsterCon finalist, Mike Coyle.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nick Pin.
Yeah. And Pin.
I meant at LobsterCon, not before.
Okay, fine.
Before and after and during.
This is Jay speaking, just to make sure that's clear. You, dear viewer or listener, buy me a drink. Smile.
All right. I'll name a couple people. Justin. I don't know how to say his last name. Provençal.
Provençal. Yeah.
He said he's going to buy me a Guinness. Carl. Always great to have a drink with.
Yep.
Shared Discovery folks. Always great to have a shot of Malort with.
Yep. Who you got, Bailey?
I will spit Malort in your mouth.
Ooh. Yeah.
There you go. Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can we do that right now, actually? If we have Malort?
Yeah. I'm going K-Run, but that answer is easy.
I got cool. Bad news.
Yeah.
No.
K-Run's not going to make it.
No.
He just told me the other day.
Artie. Wow. Artie.
Yeah. Artie, for sure.
Chillest guy in the scene.
Brad's Canadian crush is not making it to LobsterCon.
Oh, I'm so sad right now.
No, I'm sorry, bud.
K-Run, if you're listening, you've broken my heart.
Samir.
If Samir shows up, I'm going to beat him up outside of the venue.
Yeah. Wild spec deep cut.
Super deep cut.
Bjorn? Is he coming?
I don't think so.
Probably not. It's just not old school, right?
He, hit me up a while back saying that he might be able to make it, but then I didn't hear if he had registered or not.
He's probably, marauding an island off the coast of Scotland or something.
Right.
Yes. Slay Queen.
Props to the most underrated pre-modern crew. And how about in the context of going into LC, who we got props for the most underrated crew?
Duress crew. We have not yet even begun to peak.
I haven't begun.
I've been peaking this whole time.
Yeah. I think Red Line Tree Folk are probably a good callback.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Mog Squad. They have some good players.
Is Sam Black in Mod Squad?
I don't know.
Is he unsigned?
I don't know if he's put down.
Yeah, does he pay dues?
I know he hangs with them.
Yeah.
Is he unsigned?
If he's signed, he's on Mog Squad.
Okay.
But he might be unsigned. I don't know.
Yeah.
A rogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Props to what you're most stoked for LC. What do you got?
Stream. It's going to be filthy. Listeners, you don't get it. Tune into the stream. It's going to be gross how much better it is than everybody else.
Please tune in.
No, it's not watch. It's not even like that. It's no, just like it's just so much better than anything that
I'm so excited.
Us or anybody else have been up to. This is a professional level stream. Yep. Jay's been working his ass off.
Yeah, he sure has, which is on a related note, I'm most excited to see just how quickly Jay sweats through his first shirt.
Oh, dude. Thank God I'm not going to be on camera because it's going to be fast.
Yeah.
That'd be before the day even starts. I'll be just a dripping pile of sweat.
I'm excited to see everyone in the community.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, for real.
Put your Discord handle on your name tag. Yeah. This keeps happening.
Genius. Well, we gave everyone the option to when they registered.
I did this five times last year where I was like, oh, cool dog, nice to meet you. And then oh, I'm such and such on Discord. I'm like, oh, you're smarter than me.
Oh, wait, I hate you.
Oh, wait, you're on my block list. No, I go oh, wait, you're actually really smart and better at Magic than me and really chill on the internet and shit. Oh, that's who you are. You're responsible for why my deck is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm stoked for all the hangs at the Airbnb and at LobsterCon. Airbnb is going to be wonderful. Bouncing around is going to be wonderful. Seeing everybody is going to be wonderful. I'm there for the hangs.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait.
I got to figure out, because I know I'm going to be locked in a closet for most of the day on Saturday. But I definitely want to I know you were saying you weren't sure about it, but I definitely want to go out after and get some good hangs in Saturday night.
I'm the only person into Res Crew, not the only person, but who is honest enough with themselves to know that after that event, I am not going to want to go out.
I am not going to, but
you're
I'm going
saying
to.
That?
I'm going to anyways.
Okay.
I'm going to
all
anyways.
Right.
Because
oh.
Damn it, I deserve it.
And related no related to underrated crews, sorry, I got a shout out because I was thinking about it. East Bay Punks.
Oh, were they coming?
Flying all the way from
Whoa.
California.
Let's
there's
go.
A good amount of them coming out, so I got to give them a shout out too.
Sick.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
They're awesome.
I didn't know that they were coming.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if we'll see any Howling Miners.
Ooh. I don't know. We must. But we'll see.
Hopefully one. Yeah. Anybody else got anything that they're stoked on? Cool?
I don't think so.
All right. That's it. That's all the stoke that you guys get. I think that
it.
Wraps it up.
People's reacts when
that's
they
all
see
the stoke.
Stamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I have people are going to go, oh. Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
No,
it's
just make
said,
the
oh.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah.
Like,
the, Playmat's sure. Sick. Like, shout out to Connor Nolan, the artist who did it. Connor Nolan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nolan Illustration.
Duress Crew homie.
Yeah. Yep.
Shit, man. Well, that's all I got, boys.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
That's it for Hardcast.
Yeah.
This will be the last time Hardcast. That's it for Hardcast.
The that
next
is
time
the last episode.
This is the last episode before LobsterCon.
Ever.
Not ever. All right, and see you guys there.
Yeah. Bye, y'all.
See you there.
Bye.
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 Bye.